What can you say about your bullpen tonight, Mike? Guys coming in, especially the first two, kind of unorthodox, getting it done.
Yeah, I mean, unorthodox is right. As soon as we look up, you know, Burgert, who everything looks to be negative, which is positive, and we'll take a day to day with him, see what that looks like. I mean, that's a bad spot to get hit at 103. And so, you know, you're looking at the top of the order and going into the game. We knew we had some pin availability, and it was like, all right, we're down to a lot of confidence in our offense, and let's ride, let's go. And, you know, we had prepped guys that, you know, they may show up at different times. We weren't overly expecting to be the fourth. But like you said, different places for guys, but the right places for guys, and they went and did their job. Super efficient. They were all fantastic. Stuff was electric from all of them, but, you know, Maury Hone going out, different role like you mentioned. Grabbing the fourth, grabbing the fifth, super efficient, pound the strike zone, you know, all but one strike, you know, all strikes but one. That was close. And then, you know, Adam comes in, not his typical spot, clearly, and we had an idea where we wanted to take him, and he did his part, man, did a really good job. And Estrada and efficient, sharp, looked good, slider good. Suarez was nasty, you know, fastball was good, changeup was really, really good. So I needed it in that part of the lineup. So bullpen was on point.
Right when you had to do that, I mean, you knew that if Morrow did his part, that is when you wanted Adam in that spot as well, right from the...
Yeah, just, I mean, we like Estrada there, too. It's not like it's some clear cut, but like Jason's repertoire, always like him. He gets a lot of the top of the order, used to doing it. And also, we like the changeup and the off-speed pitches to that part of the lefty lineup.
A little bit of a struggle for Maldonado at times, but he also has had some, when he hits a home run, it counts.
It does count, and that was a big one. You know, I mean, good momentum, good at-bats. Rives, you know, always in the middle of it, seems like. Sheety doing his part. He's been great. Crony, big RBI double. And, you know, Maldi comes up and bang, you know, clears him out. And it's a big at bat. You know, we like him in the game, like what he does. And the swing was great. He caught a heck of a 9 innings of baseball tonight. You know, from my seat, you know, clearly it's a positive. But from just to sitting back and going, man, appreciating the game, been in a long time and seeing him navigate all that with our relievers, with Burgert to start. You know, Burgert got to have a little bit of traffic early, kept a base loaded jam that, you know, minimized the damage. He was a big part of that. Good trip, him and Ruben. But, yeah, it was very efficient.
You said negative on Burgert. It looked like he got him on the elbow and the ribs.
Forearm. Got him on the forearm.
Is that where you had the imaging done on?
That's my understanding. I could be, you know, wrong tomorrow, but that's my understanding initially. They may have taken another image somewhere else as well.
We talked earlier today about kind of how you have relied on your bullpen a lot during this stretch because of kind of who you had in the rotation and what you're trying to do with them. And obviously tonight is a very different circumstance, but to have relied on the bullpen as much as you have and kind of been able to use them to get through to where you are now toward the end of this stretch, what does that kind of say to what they've done in that stretch?
It says a lot. There's a ton of respect for that group down there, you know, and it's not just the back end of the bullpen. It's the bullpen in total, all eight guys, and we've had a little bit of interchangeable parts. You know, clearly we got Hoeing back, and but, you know, we've been they take really good care of themselves. It's a group effort, and by that, the players take the lead on what that looks like. But our medical team does a fantastic job with all our players on the recovery aspect. They're really smart. Ben Fritz does a tremendous job as our bullpen coach, navigating and making sure when they're up, they're being smart about, you know, their stress levels. We you know, give them a heads up where they know they're going to pitch, which allows them to do their plyo work and get loose appropriately, which helps them mentally and physically. And then I do feel like we pass the ball around. I mean, again, guys are carrying a little bit more of the weight than maybe we would like in some instances. But we've also been really efficient. And, you know, innings are relative to workload, clearly, but it's also, you know, the pitches they throw. We put them in, I think, pretty good spots when we have the ability to do that. But they do the work. And then, you know, we take them to a place and we don't push them beyond anything that's uncomfortable, or me and Ruben feel are uncomfortable for him. There's an occasion where we're like, oh man, we're getting out of our comfort zone here, but we stay within the parameters. And then the last part of that is the communication. You know, we got healthy communication in our clubhouse with our players, myself, our staff, and them being able to say, no, I feel good. And then also be able to say, no, you know what, I really need a day. And we always honor that. And so that's a longer answer to your question. There's a lot of factors into it, but that's how it works. But they've been fantastic, to summarize it.
Mike, talk about Luis in the four hole. I mean, 2-for-4 tonight, just seems like he's kind of relishing in that role.
Yeah, no, he's pro's pro. Good news about Luis, you know, is, you know, you wouldn't want to put him anywhere lower, quite frankly. It's a good spot for him relative to the top three being really, really good as well, and create some opportunities for him. But I got to tell you, you know, Luis Arraez is going to hit 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, day game, night game, road, home, you know, lefty, righty, shadows. It's not going to matter. This guy's just a hitter.